Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Men Insights Podcast. This one, we'll be recapping Survivor Series War Games that happened just yesterday as I'm recording this. And I was going to originally record it immediately after the show, but I needed a full 24 hours to process everything. And just got home from work a little over an hour ago. Freshly showered, mind is clear, and I'm ready to record. Here we go. And we kicked it off, and before I get started, I want to say, actually, if I remember how I predicted everything, I think I got all of my predictions correct. Although, one match was changed on SmackDown the night before, which I'm okay with, but because my prediction for that match still went as I thought it would. But, yeah, we had 5 matches on the show. We kicked it off with the Women's War Games match, as I knew that they would, and just like I knew that it would be, the Women's War Games match was the better match overall for the match itself, in my opinion. I've seen other people sharing that same sentiment. And then the Men's War Games match at the end of the night was the better story. But this was a fun match, kick off the show, a hot match to start off the show with. And a lot of great moments, a lot of great spots. Probably the most memorable spot would be when Io did her dive off the top of the cage with the trash can over her head, which was just how she did not botch that in any way, which, I mean, they call her the genius of the sky for a reason, so, yeah, there was, that nobody seriously got injured on that was amazing, and then Charlotte doing her moonsault off the top of the cage was impressive as well. She did kind of bump Io's head, which wasn't too serious from what I can tell, thankfully. But it was still a pretty cool spot. One of my favorite spots, though. It's actually 2 spots. One was when Charlotte came in, she powerbombed Io right into the wall of the cage. And she just kind of slid right down the wall of the cage between the ropes. And it was just, it looked funny. And I love Io. And it's just, her selling throughout this match was just so entertaining. And but my other favorite moment was Kairi. I believe it was Kairi when she did a backhand swing with the trash can lid onto Shotzi's face, and it was just boom. And me, my brother-in-law, we all just busted out laughing at that spot because it was just, it was awesome, and we love Kairi, so that, there's that too. And Becky and Charlotte having their moment in the match where they finally hugged it out and reunited. They're best friends again, or at least in storyline. We don't know how everything goes on behind the scenes with them, but that was a good match, a moment. Fans in Chicago loved it. Fans that were in the Allstate Arena loved that moment. I love that moment. They had a great little time at the post-show press conference as well. And Team Bianca came out on top, as I knew they would. And then we followed it up with the Intercontinental Championship match, which was a pretty good match. It was what it was. It was not the technical wrestling classic that, I'm sure some people thought it was going to be. I mean, I did kind of predict that it was going to be Miz's best technical wrestling performance, which I think kind of was, but he's had better matches in his career. That is, in my opinion, without a doubt, but it was still a very good match. And of course, Gunther retained. So again, I knew he would. And then we had Santos taking on Dragon Lee, because they did a moment where Carlito got taken out with a shoulder injury by Santos on SmackDown the night before, and then Dragon Lee got inserted into the match, which, because they've been building up Dragon Lee a lot on SmackDown the last few weeks, last couple months. I believe I had mentioned it on one of the last few shows, how, that they've been giving him the spotlight, like of how they used to give the spotlight for the Cruiserweights back in WCW. And the fans from solidly behind him throughout this match. They've been behind him on every match that he's been presented on the main roster so far. And this match was a very, very good match. Again, another very reminiscent of the, Lucha Libre Cruiserweight matches that you would have seen in WCW back in the Monday Night War era. And of course, Santos came out on top. But it was still a very good, entertaining match. Both men were able to shine as, the best that they can with the time that they were given. And then we followed it up with the Women's Championship match, Rhea versus Zoe Stark. Another very good, very solid, entertaining match. I enjoyed it. Fans were solidly behind Rhea throughout this one. There was no doubt about it who their allegiance was for this match, because as good as Zoe Stark was throughout this match, fans were just not having it with her. They were solidly behind Mommy, and they wanted her to win, and she did, with another dominant showing. And one of the other fun moments that happened throughout the show, they had the, because Ruffles was one of the big sponsors for the show, and they had a segment backstage. It was with Otis, Maxine, and Tozawa with Pretty Deadly fighting over the Ruffles, because Otis kept calling them chips, Pretty Deadly calling them crisps, because that's what they call them in the UK. They knock over the bowl, and then I believe it was Kit Wilson goes to pick up the bowl, and R-Truth pops up eating some of the Ruffles, and he got a pretty loud pop in reaction. Hey, I popped for him too. It was awesome seeing R-Truth, you know, after he's been gone for a year after tearing his quad. And that was a pretty fun moment, which was also one of the highlights of the press conference afterwards with Triple H talking about the big return, and he, you know, highlighted R-Truth for that. That was, you know, that video has been replayed all over my social media feed over and over again, and I love it. That was fun. Happy to see R-Truth back. I love R-Truth. He is a treasure, and the WWE Universe loves him. And happy to see him back. Can't wait to see what they do with him now. But yeah, we come to the main event. Men's War Games match. Judgment Day with Drew McIntyre taking on Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and Randy Orton. And the big story throughout the night that started on the kickoff show was, you know, was Randy going to show up? Because apparently he was not there, quote unquote, not there. Throughout the show, and they kept, you know, wondering, like, what's gonna happen, where is he, is he here, is he gonna be here, is he not gonna be here, and, you know, but they went out there, they got into it, and they were building up to it, because Dominic was the last one to enter from their team, and when they did the countdown for, you know, when Orton is supposed to come out, Rhea Ripley comes out instead with the Money in the Bank briefcase, because they're going to cash in on Seth Rollins. And just as they're about to cash in, Randy Orton comes out. Huge pop. Fans go insane. Orton comes out looking best he's ever looked, and gives a dominant performance, and getting that first RKO being delivered to Dominic, which got a huge pop, of course, because Dominic is just the most hated man in WWE. And it's just working for him. And then the other big spot that came was, Rollins and Sammy. They had JD McDonagh on the top of the cage, and they threw him off, and Orton caught him with an RKO. And then Cody got the 1-2-3 on, I believe it was Damian. And that was a good, fun, solid match. Great stories. Great stories told throughout the entire night, but this one told a great, great story. And Orton looking phenomenal, like the legend killer, the apex predator that he has been for the last 21 years. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do with him going forward. I mean, there's a lot of speculation that his feud coming up now is going to be him and Cody Rhodes, whether they're going to, you know, pull the trigger on him turning heel immediately on Raw, because recording this Sunday night, this is going to be uploaded Monday morning, so tonight on Monday Night Raw. Is he going to turn heel like that immediately, or are we going to let it simmer, and then he turns on Cody, and then they have their match at the Royal Rumble? But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But the big, big news to come out of this show, that you already heard the music at the beginning of this episode, and it was rumored and speculated for months, and it is official, as Adam Pearce would say, CM Punk is back in the WWE. And I admit, I did have my doubts, but as soon as we heard Cult of Personality at the end of the show, and they did the like how when Triple H was running NXT, how they would have the little graphic in the corner of, you know, copyright 20, whatever, you know, like, oh, thank you for joining us, you know, we'll see you, blah, 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 and just dead silence. But then there's that, like, you know, I kind of compared it to, like, you know, the post-credit scene of a Marvel movie, you know, you have that extra moment that's just like the holy shit, what, you know, what just happened kind of moment. And that's exactly what this was. Same was also with Bray Wyatt when he made his return at Extreme Rules last year. But yeah, Punk came out. Chicago went insane, as of course they were going to. And I popped for it. And it's funny, one of the first things I thought of was, I wish I still had that Best in the World t-shirt from 2011, because that was my favorite t-shirt that I had for a while. But my ex-wife, well, moving on. But yeah, CM Punk is officially back. That is the talk of the wrestling world right now. And where we go from here, we will find out on Raw tonight. What's going to happen? What is his journey? Is it going to be him and Shinsuke, as what people have been speculating for a little bit? And then he's going to move on to facing Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, winning his, you know, could he win the Royal Rumble, go on to WrestleMania, fight Rollins for the world title, main eventing night one of WrestleMania, and winning that world title? You know, what stories is he going to have in between? What matches, what rivalries is he going to have? What is he going to say in his first promo that we're going to get tonight on Raw? And are we going to get a classic CM Punk pipe bomb? Are we going to get him trashing AEW? Are we going to get the nice side of Phil Brooks? I mean, like Triple H said at the press conference, you know, people grow, people change. You know, Punk is a different person. Triple H is a different person. This is a different company now from when he last left. You know, it's been almost 10 years, because Royal Rumble 2014 was the last time we saw CM Punk on WWE programming, not counting WWE Backstage. That was on FSN for a little bit. But yeah, CM Punk back in a WWE ring for the first time in a decade. You know, who would have thought that was going to happen? You know, and that's why they really say never in the wrestling business. Just like nobody thought Bret Hart would ever come back to WWE. No one thought that, you know, Kurt Angle would come back to WWE. Nobody thought Hulk Hogan would come back to WWE. And nobody thought CM Punk would come back to WWE. But here we are. It's a new era. And as I said a couple months ago, we are living in the best era of professional wrestling. And this weekend just proved it to be correct. Because, just what a time to be alive, really, for wrestling fans. It is a great time. We got the Impact becoming TNA wrestling again, starting in January with Hard to Kill. I believe it's Hard to Kill is the January pay-per-view. And AEW, you know, with All In London coming up again. Tickets are on sale. Pre-sale is just starting again. You know, New Japan is thriving. WWE is the best that they've been in years. And wrestling fans, we are eating good right now. Yes, we are. We are eating good. I know people are going to disagree with that, but that is your subjective opinion. You're not wrong for feeling the way you feel. I'm just saying what I'm feeling, and I truly, genuinely feel that we are in the best era of professional wrestling, with the best storytelling, the best match quality, and the best moments in such a long time. I've been a wrestling fan pretty much my entire life, since, you know, far back as late 80s, early 90s that I can remember first watching. And I've lived through the golden era of the WWF, the New Generation era, Monday Night Wars Attitude era, Ruthless Aggression, PG era, Reality era, then and the current version of WWE that we have now. You know, TNA, Ring of Honor, ECW, WCW, NWA, New Japan, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, all these things. And just, I love professional wrestling. I do. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Mennonites Podcast, and I hope you enjoyed hearing me ramble on for the last kind of short one, 14-ish minutes. And you know, let me know what you thought of Survivor Series. Did your predictions come out correct? Did you get anything wrong? Did you enjoy the show? What was your favorite match? What was your least favorite match? Are you excited to see CM Punk back? Are you excited to see Randy Orton back? Excited to see R-Truth back? You know, are you upset that Punk is back? Are you like some of the people that I've seen on Instagram or threads where they feel like, you know, him, that he took the shine off of Randy Orton's return? Yeah, which, hey, fair. That's fair. You know, I don't think he took any shine away from that. Both of them had their moments, and we're going to get plenty more moments going forward. But yeah. If you want to join the conversation, you can do so commenting on the YouTube video. You can reach out to me on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Snapchat, Vero. All the links to those will be in the description for this episode. And, thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. If you're not subscribed, you know the whole deal. YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, so on. The link tree down there, you'll see it has all the information there. And love and appreciate every single one of you who do. I truly and genuinely do. And I hope you all are doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. And my DMs are open for anyone that, because I'm looking to collaborate with more people who are into professional wrestling, superheroes, movies, video games, books, mental health. And my DMs are open to anyone and everyone who would like to create the dialogue, join the discussion on any of those subjects, or anything else you would like to discuss on here. This has been the Minutize Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.